Hello, this is another one of my tutorials. I am actually going to not do tutorials for like the next 2 weeks, so I'm going to post two or three in rapid succession. And so this tutorial is going to be how to make very cool text effects. Yes, I gave my PC a little makeover thing. It's not a Mac anymore, even though it was never really a Mac. Okay, so we're gonna open a new image. It doesn't matter what size. And it can be any color. I'm just going to make mine black. And you can select any color of text you would like. I'm gonna make mine like a blue. Okay, and choose whatever type of font you want for this as well. Preferably like not a very skinny cursive one. Those don't work as well. And I'm just gonna do this with a G. Actually, I'll do the initials GKH. Because it works better the bigger the letters are. Okay, and there we have our GKH. I'm actually gonna zoom in so you guys can see. Okay, GKH. Now you want to go alpha to selection and make a new layer. Okay, then go select, shrink by 2 pixels. Or more depending on your image. Okay, and then we are just going to lighten this up. And that's a very different color. Actually, we didn't shrink it enough, I don't think. I didn't shrink it enough. That's good. Select none, filters, blur, Gaussian blur. And you probably want to make this, well, depending on the size of your image, I'm going to make it a fairly small blur. And so there we have some 3D-ish looking text. And so now what we can do is we can go alpha to selection again. Where's that? Make another new layer. This time, shrink. Shrink it a lot more. Okay. Now color this pure white. Then apply another small Gaussian blur. Smaller this time. Okay, now view, zoom. 100%. And there is your end result text. And it does work better on freeform text. So like for instance, if you were to make a path that was like the Nike logo, it would look better on there than on this kind of text. But I use this text anyway, I'm not quite sure why. So I'm gonna merge all these layers down. And you can make a reflection. And the easiest way to make a reflection is just, whoops. Oh well. Just go color to alpha. Then if you choose black, then everything else will disappear around it. Then you can go alpha to selection. And then that'll give you that. And then you can duplicate the layer and flip the reflection. You can see that on my how to make a cool background tutorial. Thank you very much for watching this tutorial. I will be posting another one very shortly.